Okay. So hello everyone. My name is Rebecca.
I am Maria.
And we're here to talk a little bit about ADESCO, which is the International Degree Student Community of Jyväskylä. Just to introduce ourselves a bit more, I'm from the US and we've both been here 1 year, and I study international development and education, the DICO program.
And I come from Greece, and I'm a second year master's student in educational sciences.
So we'll have just a short, like 10 to 15 minute presentation. Feel free really at any time to ask us questions or write in the chat, and we're happy to answer them.
So what is it, ADESCO exactly? It was created on 2012, and it's actually a bunch of master and PhD students. But of course, we can welcome other students too. We'll be very happy to have you in our events. And this is the current board. So we were elected last October, and it's renewed every year. So they come from Germany, Netherlands, US, Rebecca, me from Greece, Austria, Finland, North Korea, South Korea. I think that's all from them.
Spain.
Spain. Truth, yeah, Spain, Laura is missing now from here. And what we do?
Yeah, so we have three main pillars: connecting, organizing, and representing. And so for connecting, we really hope to connect all of you guys together, the international community, but also connecting to the Finnish community here, which sometimes there's a little bit of a barrier. And so we really hope to welcome both international and Finnish students and get to know Finnish culture as well and the Jyväskylä community. For organizing, we organize events throughout the year, both like social events, which we'll talk a little bit about, and also volunteering and some other activities. But yeah, just fun ways to get together and meet new people. And for representing, we represent all of our members. And so if you have a problem with the university or, yeah, anything really with curriculum, your professor, or like a personal issue, you're welcome to come to us and we'll try to help you in any way that we can. We have connections with, obviously, with JYY, with the student union, and we can represent you, and we can also help facilitate those discussions. And so at any time you can come to us, yeah, if you're a member, and we'll talk a little bit about how to become a member later on.
Yeah, so we have some events, activities, and we have already organized some for this autumn semester. But we have some monthly hangouts at Hemingway's Bar, or last semester we organized some online activities due to Corona, due to the COVID-19. So right now we're trying to do some outdoor events because there are still some restrictions in Jyväskylä as the cases are rising. And we're mainly organizing events or excursions in the nature, like hiking or barbecuing. We have every year a magical forest trip that we really hope that we can manage to do it also this year. And as Rebecca said, we represent you, all the master and PhD students in the student community. We can represent you if you have any issue with your professors, teachers, or problems with SISU, for example, or any other matter that you want to talk, you can come to us and we will try our best to help you.
Yeah, and those pictures were from we had an Olympics event that was really fun, and also we've had weekly yoga classes by one of our members, so hopefully we can start that again. But these are some upcoming events we have planned. So definitely next Friday at 5 p.m. will be our first event, which is a welcome picnic. It'll be outdoors, so really hoping that the weather is good, that so we can have it. And we'll provide some snacks and things. But yeah, it'll be outdoors, so hopefully we can maintain some like social distancing and be safe. And then our other events, like Maria said, we're hoping to have this magical forest trip, which is an overnight trip that we usually do every year, but we haven't been able to because of Corona. And so we'll let you know if you follow us on social media, we'll let you know when that will be planned. And then yeah, in the past, we've had karaoke nights and intercultural dinners. And so we're hoping to have these, but of course, it depends on the restrictions.
And last semester, we started also printing our own merch. So this design was created from one of our board members. And now we are trying to make it as sustainable as possible. So we're buying secondhand shirts from those secondhand shops around Jyväskylä. And we're printing this print on the shirt. And you can buy it your own shirt and for a very small price. You can also bring your own shirt and we can print it together. And so feel free to message us and text us in if you're interested to have your own IDESCO shirt.
Yeah, so for who is all this awesomeness? We welcome, as Maria said, all international and Finnish students who are enrolled in master's degree or PhD programs at the university to become members, which it should be all of you. And so, yeah, but also anyone, of course, is welcome to any of our events, including exchange students and any kind of students. But yeah, maybe we'll go to the next slide. And so to sign up to be a member, you can sign up on our website, which we'll show you the link. Or you could sign up. You should sign up online. So we have your information and you can pay the 5 euro membership fee either through bank transfer or just by giving it to us at one of our events. And that is a forever fee. So you'll be a member during all your studies for 2 years or longer. And so you only pay that fee one time. And once you are a member, you'll get a sticker like this that you can put on your phone or on your ID card. And so you'll use that. Most of our events are actually free, but when we do charge, like for an overnight trip, you'll get discounts. And if hopefully when we have events at Hemingway's Bar, you also get discounts on food and things like that. So it's definitely worth it to become a member. And what else? And you'll have the right to vote in our general meetings and also become a board member, which we'll have our elections. We're changing the process. So we'll have our elections in December this year. And so you'll be elected to be on the board for next year, January until December. So we would love to encourage new students to join as well.
Mm-hmm. I just want to point out at this point that you don't have to be a member in order to join our events because most of them are for free. And even if they're not for free, you can pay the fee. But with a membership, you get discount to the events that have a fee. So you can, all of you, join our events. Even the picnic that's next week, you can join that even if you're not yet a member.
Yeah, definitely.
So please feel free to join us and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, check our website, and you can also email us with anything that concerns you, please feel free to email us. And you can also subscribe to our newsletter where we are presenting all of our new events. That was it. Yeah. Thank you and welcome to Jyväskylä.
Yeah, thank you. Look forward to meeting you all. And if you ever see us around, feel free to come say hi.
Definitely.
I don't know if there's any questions. I see website. Yeah, we'll put the link in the chat in just a second so you can join there.